Pardon me while I gross you out. This won't take long, I promise. My doctor has me doing one of those fecal occult blood tests to see whether I have butt cancer. Go ahead and stop reading, and go read Angie Uncovered. Still here? Okay. You all know the ones. The ones where you have to spread your butt butter on the slide and mail it to your doctor. I've done them for years. I just never needed to write about it until now. But the engineers who developed this test have added a new feature to help with sample collection. I guess folks had problems fishing a brown trout from the porcelain pool without ruining the specimen. Through experience, I had developed my own technique in which I just went all caveman on the throw rug and obtained a beautiful sample that way. Then you butter it on the slide and mail it to your doctor. Toss the rug in the dumpster on the way to the mailbox. Worked great. I should have blogged about it years ago and saved the engineers the embarrassment of their new feature. They developed a stool collection tissue. It's a tissue of lies. I swear before the throne of heaven, this is a direct quote from the instructions. Unfold one of the stool collection tissues and float it on the surface of the toilet bowl water. Then you're supposed to drop your dirt pickle on the paper, and it's supposed to float long enough for you to take a sweet little sliver from the log and slip it onto the slide. Now, this tissue is a piece of printer paper. No, I'm a comedy writer and therefore a liar, but I'm telling the truth here. The collection tissue is a piece of printer paper. It floats as long as the corners are out of the water and there is nothing larger than a June bug using it for a life raft. I know what you're wondering, and I will satisfy you. Yes, I tried it. Now, I've lost 20 pounds since May, and I'm inordinately proud of that accomplishment, but I still weigh 230. That means my average dude is still bigger than Howie Mandel. You know how the Titanic sticks up out of the water until it breaks in half? That didn't happen. This was more like the Edmund Fitzgerald that actually broke deep and drove itself into the floor of Lake Superior. Tessa had to ask what I was laughing about. Just watching the kids play in the pool. I don't mean to make fun of fecal occult blood tests. It's serious business. But for the love of God, use the rug on the floor. Yes, you'll probably pee on it a little, but the cat has been peeing on it for years. You need a new one anyway.